Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
We're about to talk to James Pitts. He's the CEO of Odyssey House, and for the fifth consecutive year, alcohol has outstripped illicit drugs like heroin and cannabis in terms of the leading reason for entering treatment at Odyssey House. Hi, James.
Hello, how are you?
Now, that's quite an extraordinary statistic.
It is, but you know, it's about the third year in a row, and when it first happened about 3 years ago, certainly it took us by surprise because our organization has always been associated with illicit drug use. And so while people certainly drank, the majority of people would nominate illicit drugs like heroin, cocaine, methamphetamine as their primary drug of concern. So this happened about 3 years ago was the first notification, and it's been a pretty steady category.
And what do you think's happening out there in society that, you know, they're turning to the drink? I guess it's been happening for many, many years, as the statistics are showing.
You know, I think that I'm actually in the process, and I'll be, you know, maybe in about 9 months I'll be able to give you a more definitive answer. But I had the theory that I have, and that we're following up, we're doing a project just to nail this down, is that we have a lot of people who have come in, who now come into the program, and while it has traditionally been, you know, for people who have illicit drug problems, that a lot of people now who have had a long history of alcohol dependence are finally showing up to take advantage of treatment. And one of the phenomena is that when you ask people, well, how did you end up here? You know, what's the epidemiology, that they'll say, well, look, you know, I always heard of Odyssey House, but I didn't know that, you know, it was for people who had alcohol problems. So I think that as we've had more people who have been taking advantage of participation in the program, by word of mouth, we've gotten a lot more people. But on a bigger picture, the fact is that, you know, that there's just more people drinking at risky levels. While the actual level of alcohol dependence has kind of held the line, you know, and has gone back and forth, you know, like increase, slight decrease, that kind of thing. But I think that what you see is just the people are drinking at more risky levels. In other words, drinking a lot more in a relatively shorter period of time.
So when someone comes to Odyssey House and they enter that, what are the next steps for them?
The next steps, particularly for people who are alcohol dependent, there's a difference between the two drugs that you really are concerned about medically, alcohol and benzodiazepine use. Because the withdrawal from those drugs, somebody is dependent upon those two classes of drugs, when they're withdrawing, that they really need some kind of medical assistance. Otherwise, they run the risk that certainly that they can have seizures, grand mal seizures, and certainly can cause a lot of other complications. So normally when somebody comes to us who is alcohol dependent, before they actually go into the rehabilitation stage of the program, that they go through our withdrawal unit. So that they are actually over a 7 to 10 day period that they are observed by the medical staff, that they are given medication which assists them in coming down, you know, to a level of zero withdrawal before they actually participate in the program.
Just quickly, yes. If people want to get in contact with you, what's the best way to do that?
The best way to get in touch with us is they can call our admissions and intake center. The number is 02-9281-5144.
Fantastic. Now, of course, more information on mindfood.com. James Pitts, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much. Okay. CEO of Odyssey House, Alcohol and Depression. Really interesting topic, Michael, and one that we've got to keep working on.
There's a lot more detail on mindfood.com for anyone who's listening, you know, whether they're interstate, they can tap in there, and there's lots of information there that can and help them with some solutions.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.